Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, you guys, this is Misty. And this is Fatties and Legends. It's super spooky season, and I love it. Except I'm not feeling so hot today, so, yeah, this might be a short and sweet episode. I've already tried to record 3 times, and I've lost some of my file, or I saved my info, so, that's awesome. Anyway, I'm having a decaf green tea right now. Because it's day 6 of my sober October and I decided to not drink coffee for a month. So, that might tell you how I'm feeling. Lots of migraines this past week. Yeah. So, you can only imagine where I am right now. I was told that if I can make it 21 days, I'll be good to go and there will be no really bodily need for coffee, like an addiction. Well, guys, it's day 6. So on the 21st of October, I'll let you guys know how I'm doing because it's also my birthday weekend. So, yeah. Not to be such a downer. Sorry, guys. Yesterday went on a little road trip with the husband and we saw some beautiful fall colors, which was awesome because it's something we don't get a lot of here because usually fall goes straight into winter. So it was really lovely to see. Maybe I'll share some of those on Instagram. Speaking of Instagram, please follow me on Instagram, Lattes and Legends. Twitter, Facebook is Lattes and Legends Podcast. And my website is lattesandlegendspodcast.com. I am working on getting it revamped. Just had a long, crazy couple of weeks. And so I'm trying to get some stuff lined up so I can actually have the time to do that. So yeah, it's been crazy. Farmers markets are almost over. So I'll have an extra Saturday to myself until next summer. Anyway, babble, babble, babble. Let's go with this one. I was going to just do a story about the Arlington, Texas Screaming Bridge, but then it turned into River Legacy Park, where the bridge is near. So I just decided to combine them. So the sources for episode 22, theboneyard.org, onlyinyourstate.com/Texas, and Ranker.com. If you are like me and you get on Ranker, it is a solid black hole. They have so many lists and scary stories from everywhere you've never heard, and urban legends you've never heard, and it becomes crazy how I just black hole. So, I was looking at this morning. I did not black hole, fortunately enough. So, let's talk about it. So, Arlington, Texas. There is a bridge that is also called Death's Crossing. It's near River Legacy Park in Arlington, and the bridge is said to be haunted by some teens that died in an accident, and it's been closed off ever since. Apparently, there's this path you can walk on. It's about 10 minutes to get to and from the park and the bridge, and apparently cell phones will die at like 30 to 50%. So your phone could be totally fine, could be taking pictures, and then suddenly you have no battery. So there's that. So let's talk about the screams of the girls. All right. So on the night of February 4th, 1961, our car was filled with six Arlington teenage girls that plunged off a burned out wooden bridge in North Arlington. The Arlington High School co-eds were out joyriding after leaving a movie that evening. As the girls' car approached at a crossing going about 45 miles per hour, darkness prevented them from seeing the bridge was out. At 9:30 p.m., their vehicle left the road and impacted the side of the ravine, landing upside down. Instantly killed were Mary Lou Goldner, who was 16, and Claudia Jean Reeves, who was 17. By 2 a.m. Sunday morning, Kathy Fleming arrived dead on arrival at Baylor Hospital, bringing the total deaths to three. Injured were Donna Post, Dorothy Ibsen, and Joanne Anderson, with multiple fractures, arms, jaws, and concussions. Joanne Anderson remained in critical condition after undergoing emergency brain surgery that Sunday morning. Ooh, yikes. Newspaper articles on February 6th were headlined things like Death Bridge involved in probe, just crazy headlines about the girls dying, and a lot of the parents were up in arms because it was very disrespectful of the women that died. They reveal that there was another youth, Bill Young, who had slowed down at the train crossing near the bridge over the ditch and noticed that the bridge was out. He stopped 3 feet shy of the ravine, and he had narrowly missed plunging off the road himself, and he tried to warn the girls by honking his horn while he was backing up. It is thought that his warning might have frightened the driver, and that's why she decided to speed up. But he's pretty much the only witness to this accident. Right. So, So this wooden bridge spanned the length of the ravine, and the Rock Island Railroad tracks were on the far side. So that's the railroad tracks that I was just talking about. Over many decades, fatal accidents have happened here, deaths from cars, train-related accidents, anything like that. Right, so there we get the name Death's Crossing. So here we go. As those deaths occurred, there's been many that have happened since. There was an incident on March 10th, 1994. Tammy Lee Dodson and Raylan Johnston were killed when their pickup was hit by an oncoming train and burst into flames. It is said that the ghostly echoes of the dead girl's screams can be heard at night on the bridge. The bridge is no longer there, and it was never rebuilt. And, concrete drainage tunnels were put in the place and covered by asphalt. There's barricades and signs, road flares. Those have all disappeared over the years. And then let's move on to some of the stories. Okay. Where am I? Sorry, you guys. Here we go. So, known as one of the most haunted places in Arlington, River Legacy Park is host to a number of mysterious spirits, specters, ghosts, and haunts in the park. There are Civil War casualties, ghostly car accidents, and also Hell's Gate has been given, the name Hell's Gate has been given to the area of the park. The park has truly something to offer anyone that's brave enough to come explore it at night. Some stories are frightening, some stories are sad, but they are all pretty fascinating. So I'm going to go into a few of these about River Legacy Park. So here's the history of River Legacy Park. It's located on the banks of Trinity River. And it's about 1,000 acres. In this park, there's more than 400 unique wildlife, 193 species of birds, and 28 species of trees. Sounds like an awesome, awesome place. This park was planned where animals could live with minimal interference from humans. And it's pretty much like a wildlife preserve. The flowers are beautiful there. Trees, it's just, the pictures I looked up of this are stunning. I want to go visit you, Arlington, Texas River Legacy Park. There's also a full-size T-Rex skeleton there that is near the River Legacy Living Science Center. So that place sounds pretty awesome as well. So overall, this place does not sound like it would be creepy, like it would have any bad juju, anything of the sort, until we talk about the ghosts of River Legacy Park. So let's get into that. Sorry for all the clicking. Like I said, I keep losing my file. So the hauntings that surround River Legacy Park are as varied as they are vivid. They offer a number of classical ghost tales within the park and a lot of just supernatural, crazy, crazy stories. So I'm going to go into some of them, if you don't mind. So the Screaming Bridge is one of the biggest locations for hauntings. And it's referred to as the Screaming Bridge because locals can hear the sound of the girls that died in 1961 screaming. I'm going to pause really fast. If you guys hear some weird keyboarding, as in keyboard playing, there is a man right outside my window of my office who is playing the same song on his keyboard over and over and over. And it is really driving me fucking crazy. The end. Okay, so back to it. As the bridge is quite narrow, there's very little to prevent head-on collisions on it. So when people were in accidents, most of the time it was from head-on collisions, except when the bridge was not opened and then the girls sped up. So to this day, there are those who say that the impact of all of these accidents has never left the people that died in them at peace. There are those that say you can hear the sound of cars if you're standing in the area, and you can hear the sounds of screaming. Some have said that if you walk near the bridge at night and look into the water, you can see a faint glow of the tombstones beneath, one for each of its victims. Yikes, yikes, yikes. Others will tell you that if you stand in the middle of it at night, many claim midnight is the hour, that a ghostly fog will roll in and you will see twin pairs of headlights approaching from either side as if an accident is being repeated over and over again. Yikes. Okay, here we go. So I have a story about, what's it called? They call it the hobo. I know that's not politically correct, but this is the name of the story. So please do not get up in arms because I'm using the word hobo. Another legend of the ghost in the park would be that of the hobo, a remnant of the era when the park was a popular occasion for train hoppers to jump off since trains had to slow down when passing through the park. Legend has it that once, long ago, a vagrant had just jumped off a train and heard a woman screaming in fear and agony. He followed the screams to a parked car, where he saw a woman had been brutally beaten by her boyfriend. The hobo tried to intervene to save the woman, but for his trouble, he was beaten by the man and died on the spot. Many say that the hobo still wanders the park to this day. Some say he will often make himself visible to young couples parking at night, sometimes even knocking on the windows to check and see if the woman in the car is all right. All right. Now we're going to talk about Hell's Gate. Perhaps the most notorious supernatural location in the park would have to be a spot that the locals call Hell's Gate. Though difficult to find to some, there's allegedly a location within the park that requires trudging along a path lined with swamps and high trees. Yes. Sounds awesome. If you make the journey along the correct path, you will find it ends at a couple of wooden fence posts that belonged to a gate. Legend has it that this location was often the last thing to be seen by many Union soldiers, as the large dirt mound where the posts are is where they were executed. To this day, people report a number of strange phenomena in the vicinity of Hell's Gate. Most commonly, there are stories of voices on the breeze, some speaking unintelligibly, others quietly praying or sobbing as they are being led to their deaths. Often, people have reported feeling uneasy and nervous, as if they were being watched, or unusually cold. Less frequent, but no less disturbing, is the lone figure sometimes seen standing nearby, that of a satisfied red-haired man in a Confederate general's uniform, as if proudly supervising the horrors that once took place there. Yikes. So you guys, you can still visit Legacy Park. I'm not going to say that spooky things will happen to you. I'm not going to say that they won't. Just, it seems like a beautiful place to go visit. And also kind of creepy. So if you're like me and you would love to go see some creepiness, go at night. Maybe go at midnight. Maybe you'll see some car headlights. Maybe I'm just crazy for thinking I want to go there. Sorry it's so short and sweet, guys. I just really don't feel so hot. And next week, it'll be more exciting and it'll be awesome. And I thank you for listening so very much. Every time I see a download, I get very happy and excited. And you guys are the best. So keep doing what you're doing. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your week. Go watch some scary movies on Netflix because that's probably what I'm going to do after I put my pajamas on. And talk to you soon. Bye.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.